Here.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Councilmember Kasdan?
Here.
Councilmember Reyes Martin, District 1.
Here.
Councilmember Kiriakou, District 2.
Here.
Mayor Perotti.
I'm here. Okay, at this time we'll have public forum on anything that's on this special agenda, special meeting. Do we have any speakers?
If we have any members of the public wishing to address this item on the City Council agenda, please use the raise a hand icon now. And while I do see one member of the public, they are not raising their hand to wish to speak to this item.
Thank you. Do we have any amendments or adjustments, City Manager Robert?
No amendments or adjustments, Mayor.
Okay. Then if we can read the item into the record.
This is item A1. That's a resolution ratifying proclamation of local emergency due to January 2023 storm event.
Okay, thank you. It says consent, but I'm thinking that our city manager may want to speak to this.
Quick report. Yes, Madam Mayor, members of the council, and members of the community. The item before you this morning is to ratify and extend our declaration of emergency. As you know, we've had a huge storm event. And for the members of the public watching right now, we're not going to go into a lot of detail on the status of damage incurred or what we forecast in the future, but we will do that at the regular Tuesday council meeting, and that'll be pretty soon in the agenda. So the council meeting starts at 5:30. Shortly thereafter, maybe before 6, we will provide a thorough update of what went on in the city and our response and our coordination with other regional partners on the recent storm events. This action is specifically to extend the declaration, and we recommended a special meeting to do this for two reasons. The first reason is that we declared, or I declared, on January 9th, in the peak of the storm, I'll say it was around 8 o'clock at night, and the law requires that soon after, if that is taken by the city manager, the city council of that entity has to ratify that within 7 days. It probably came to our attention around that time or shortly thereafter. We were in a hurry and there was a lot going on, that your next council meeting was actually 8 days after we took that action. And so it would have lapsed by one day, which maybe is okay. But we can't predict Mother Nature, and we were not going to wait 24 more hours before I declared. So that was a little glitch that happened. And then the second, and so related to that, our research indicates that it's better for us to extend the first declaration than to come back on Tuesday and declare a second time after a day lag. And so that's the first reason. The second reason is we have reasons to believe we should extend for a couple more weeks or until future notice. We're supposed to get more rain, and even though it's lighter, the way these work, once the ground gets saturated, we can still incur damage. Unexpected things can happen. We can have downed trees, sinkholes can develop. So Charlie and others, and we'll give a full report, have been out there, and definitely still possibilities of us having damage kind of post-storm. So that's the other reason why we think it's important to keep this open for another, I don't know, we'll see, until we close it, but at least a couple of weeks. So that's our recommendation to extend the resolution that we adopted last Monday, and then we'll give a full report at your Tuesday council meeting.
Thank you. Any questions from council? Not seeing any questions from the public.
If we have any members of the public, please use the raise hand icon. And Mayor, I do not see any members of the public wishing to speak.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, if we can have roll call. Vote.
Councilmember Kasdan?
Aye.
Councilmember Reyes Martin, District 1?
Aye.
Councilmember Kiriakou, District 2?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Richards?
Yes.
Mayor Perotti?
Aye. It's unanimous. The ayes have it. Thank you. I guess with that, we are adjourned till Tuesday, the 17th.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Everyone.
See you soon.